Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is shaky now, and I'm kind of nervous.
All right, well, while Derek tries to get himself down.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
If he can get, there he goes. We're all right.
Sports Talk Saturday.
If I got injured on the air and everyone heard it, is that a good worker's comp case?
Probably the easiest one. And I feel like it'd probably be the first time it ever happened here.
Hold it! We also heard it be my own fault, so.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, no, it actually wouldn't even be cut and dry at all.
It'd just be funny.
On WGR.
It'd be a great open.
Sports Radio 550.
And a great open it is. Our old buddy Josh Schmidt. On
yes.
That one,
yeah.
As I stood up on a chair to stand up on my soapbox. I don't even remember what it was about anymore, but I know that I stood up on the chair, and the sound that you hear of like what's coming crashing down, those are my headphones.
At least it wasn't you.
Not me. Oh, yeah, that would have been a louder crash and no panicked scream. That just would have been thuds. But I figured, this is Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evan's on the board. I figured today's a good day to return for a return to form, Joe.
Okay.
And what do I mean by that?
The Bant?
Yes.
Okay.
We bring back the Bant. Why? Because there is a hockey team that is... Yeah, I'm going to be meaner today. Useless in terms of taking the pressure off of the Bills and talking about them.
Yeah. It's not great. Like I said in the update, I mean, it just writes itself at this point. Can't win on the road. You're 2-8-2. And
they haven't won a road game in regulation since April 1st.
Of last season.
Of last year.
April Fools, the Sabres actually won on the road.
Well,
can you believe
this,
it?
It would be of this year.
Of this year, yeah, last season. Yeah, April Fools, what a joke. The Sabres could actually win on the road in regulation. It's just so frustrating.
The general manager can't even make a move to get rid of a single goaltender to allow for goaltenders to be more fresh and keep things going. So that's all the time that we're going to have on the Buffalo Sabres. But you know what? We'll write what we want to write.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. No, I want to return to form to get into the Bant, Joe. Why? Because, well, I feel like that's more entertaining than talking about the hockey team.
Or watching.
So today... When do you get your Christmas shopping done? It's the start of December. It's something that is there. And I'm going to go ahead and say it out loud with my chest and own it. I stink at this.
If I remember last year, I think we might have had a conversation about this. And I actually was on top of it last year, where I had stuff done weeks in advance.
Yes.
I know people who have already started, gotten it done. I probably will be later to the party this year. And
welcome to the club.
I'm a little
show.
Nervous about it.
Yes.
I'm a procrastinator by nature.
Yes.
I am. I hate to admit that. I am a procrastinator by nature. I'm looking in my next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm not seeing a lot of time to hit the stores. So it's going to be down to the wire. It's going to be down to the wire. My fiance actually texted me today, "Hey, we should start doing some Christmas shopping." And I just kind of thumbs up the message just to appease, you know? But not a lot of thought going into when that's actually going to take place.
Well, in the words of Simple Plan, welcome to my life.
Mm-hmm.
I am notoriously bad at this. Every year, I am the Christmas procrastinator.
I can't even give people Christmas gifts. I struggle. Like, they ask me, what do you want? Family members, whatever.
Okay.
And friends, like, even for a gift exchange.
Yes, I hate getting asked that question.
What do you want?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't tell you. Like, if I'm thinking housewives, a microwave, you know what I'd also like some equipment, like for the show, like podcast stuff. Sure. Like, that'd be cool too. But nothing's in the price range of anybody.
Yeah.
That'd be something I buy for myself. So it's like, I'm in a weird spot. I have trouble, like a coat. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, that's probably it.
Yeah. Like, and sometimes it's also, you know, what's taking the majority of my attention will sometimes shift.
Mm-hmm.
So that answers more of a safety net of like, okay, I don't know if I want to purchase something or have someone purchase something for me and then feel bad that it's not getting used.
Yeah, that's always the worst. When you do get something from someone and it just kind of sits in the box,
yeah,
unused, and they didn't give you the gift receipt necessarily in some situations, so there's no real way out.
But
there's
even then, I don't want you getting me something and having a gift receipt attached to it, because that's also still they may not like it. Like, no, I want you to have confidence in getting something.
See, I'll take a gift receipt any day of the week.
I feel bad.
I appreciate the thought.
I feel guilty.
They're also
admitting it in.
They're admitting to you, though.
You're a pain in the butt.
No, they're like, you might not like this. I'm going to hedge my bet here. You can go get something you want with the same money I used to get this in a quick exchange. So,
I feel terrible about that sort of thing. I feel awful about it. I cannot. Because it's a thoughtful thing. You went and got a gift for me, and I'm returning it?
But here's the question.
That's a slap in the face.
Would they rather said gift just sit and not be used, or return for something that you actually would use? Probably the latter. Right?
Yes.
So that's where with the gift receipt, it gives you pretty much the ultimate power. Because you don't have to tell them verbatim you don't like it. You say, I exchange it for this. Something more useful. You're not saying I didn't like your gift. Did you see that Tim Robinson skit where,
no.
this is going to be funny.
No.
Just get ready for this. So he's at a gift exchange and giving a Christmas gift to somebody, and it has a gift receipt. And they clearly don't like the gift, right?
Right.
And he's like, well, if you like it so much, just give me the gift receipt back. And they are reluctant to give the gift receipt back. So they finally just give it back. Then he eats it, right? This is where it goes off the rails. Then he gets sick, and he's like, you didn't wash your hands after you wiped. Now I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I just ate poo-poo paper, all this stuff, right? So it goes crazy from there. But the whole original premise of, you like it so much, give me back the gift receipt.
That's the thing.
The fake reaction. But that's only some people. If I give someone a gift with a gift receipt, I'm happy it's still my money either way. I'm still indirectly getting them whatever they get with the exchange. So I'm okay with that.
And it's not about the giving portion of that, because that's what you're saying. It is me feeling guilty as the recipient that, like, I don't like it. Or necessarily, I'm not going to use it. That is the part where I would be guilt-ridden. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm, like, crying on my way into, like, the Target. Like, no, I don't like that feeling. And oftentimes, that's just how I feel about that sort of thing. I'm either going to end up keeping it and then not using the gift or utilizing it or, you know, something like that. Or I'm going to be, like, upset that I'm taking this thing back.
Right.
And, oh, no. So,
So a little behind the scenes here. We're getting some construction
did. If you can't hear it over the air, you might be able to hear it.
We're getting some construction did on the building. The door right next to us is one of the exits that we would typically have for this place.
Mm-hmm.
And now every time I see somebody walk by us in this studio,
going into it, yeah.
You know they're going to a door that is now sealed off. It's locked. So now every time that I see somebody walk past me, literally what happened there, oh no. Like, I know what's about to happen here. You're going to get to that door. It's going to be locked, and you're going to go kicking yourself going, yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot, because we all forget now.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, I'm just looking for Christmas palm trees right now.
I would absolutely use those.
Yeah?
So
would I have to give you a receipt if I got
no,
you one of those?
You wouldn't need to get me a gift receipt.
Okay.
I would. That's a confidence. That's the other thing. Confidence. Confidence is key. We work in media, Joe. Confidence is key.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to shatter other people's, you know?
Yeah.
It's a guilt thing. That's what it is for me. But what you're saying about, like, I will get a gift receipt for gifts that I give to other people because, well, I'm not other people.
Mm-hmm. And you're still indirectly
helping
them
something.
Get them a gift. It's still your money either way.
It's just becoming more of their discretion. I don't like getting people gift cards because it's impersonal. It is a little bit of the autonomy, but also it's you have to go to this specific store.
See, that depends. If I know.
If you know somebody likes a certain thing,
a certain pepper named restaurant, right?
Yes.
For a good old trip dip or something like that. I know who to get that gift card for.
Yes.
And they'll enjoy it and use it.
But that's the thing. Is like, if you're getting a gift card for someone, it has to be specific because you know they're going to like going to a certain store. When I talk about out of like a certain, just like a mart.
Mm-hmm. A big box store.
A big box store. If I get a gift card to someone for a big box store.
Wally World.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bullseye.
Yes.
I feel like that's impersonal. That's kind of like, I'd rather get you a gift card to a grocery store because I know that you're going to be alive.
Yeah.
Because you're buying
I will
food
say,
and
though,
sustenance.
I know some people who, like, if I get them, say, a card for a clothing line store or something like that, right? They will just go to town in there. And I know they'll be like, because I don't think, say I pick out an outfit,
yep.
Right? Might not be the best judge of that person's specific taste.
Right.
If I get them a gift card there and I know they're going to go spend $50 and put an outfit together or something, that's a fine gift card for me. Even with Bullseye or something like that. They have a lot of clothes in there people tend to like.
I will say, being given clothes as a gift, it's typically just, you know, if you've got the size right, I'm good. I'll wear.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear the clothing. I don't care about style. Look, I'd say look at me, but I work in radio. That's the joke. But then we have YouTube sometimes. So, you know.
Sometimes, yes.
So sometimes look at me. I don't necessarily have style. The bullpen would disagree when I've got the Trogdor shirt on like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But that was for a good cause. That was a 26 shirts shirt.
Yes.
Like, that's kind of what that is. So, yeah. Anyway. Getting ourselves rolling here. A little nice little warm-up, like in old times,
mm-hmm.
Because it's nice to have that. And, yeah, that's where it is. I'm pretty sure we'll revisit this discussion.
Yeah, multiple weeks.
Month.
Especially when we do end up getting the gifts or whatever, like, for people.
Yeah.
So, might be the week before Christmas, but, you know, it'll happen. It'll happen. I would just rather, like, this, in the same respect, I'd rather talk about anything than the Buffalo Sabres right now. And I know it's our job and it's tough to complain about that, but like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know, man. There's only so much, not to transition off the Christmas gift stuff, but there's only so much. And I know you said that was that for the Sabres, but I have one more thing to say. It's just,
before you do that and before we get out of this warm-up,
okay,
we're going to go to the phones and get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com, because Mike in Lakewood has a take. And Mike, what you got for us?
Yeah, fellas, when you get a little older, one of the great joys in life is taking somebody shopping. My brother lives in Florida, and I only get to see my nieces a couple times a year. So we do their birthday and Christmas when I go down there, and I take them out to supper and take them wherever they want, and I buy them their gifts. I let them pick. And I'm not super old. I'm only 50 from 55, but it's just fun to see their eyes light up when they get to choose what they want.
Mike, that is a strategy I am 1,000% employing for my niece this year. So thank you for the call. My nephew, I know what to get him. Anytime that I see him, he becomes like my shadow.
Mm-hmm.
He'll follow me around. So I know exactly what to do for him. But my niece, not really.
Yeah.
So no, that is a strategy that I feel like should be employed by everybody. So Mike, thank you for the call. That's why I wanted to take that. Because I saw enough of the screen on that, and I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, that's actually a really good strategy that I think more people should employ, because you don't have to do that necessarily just for children either.
Yeah, you could do that with anybody.
That's the other part of that.
Could do that with anybody.
You could do that with anybody, and then you're making your contribution while they get to pick it out and have their autonomy. So thanks for the call, Mike. I really liked that. Now, finish the points so that we can move on.
Yeah. So I think it's just, as somebody who's not, it was tough for me to be a diehard Sabres fan when I was younger, right?
Right.
Because my entire childhood, alike to the Bills, were bad, right?
Right.
I was five the last time they were any good, so I was just starting to watch sports, but not really understand them. I just don't understand how, like, where we go from here with this team. Like, they're good. They try and bring hopes back. It's the Godfather or whatever. As soon as I'm out, they pull me back in. And then all of a sudden, they're throwing you back out again. I just don't. Alex Tuch, I don't think, will be a Buffalo Sabre next year. Tage Thompson is only good as a center. Rasmus Dahlin, frustrated. He's running hot since he's been back, right? Like, I get it. He's always a little hot.
He gave a little smack to Zegras that could have earned him a suspension, but didn't.
Yes. Like, in the goalie situation, you have three goaltenders, and you're not, you're just riding the hot hand, but then it takes them a game to get hot. So then you're like, you're throwing three guys into the mix here.
But also, if a guy gets hot, then a goalie's not playing for 20 days like Alex
right.
Lyon did.
They need to just choose the goaltender and go from there. And then Owen was, he had a little mini rant. I don't know if you caught that earlier this week.
I did catch that a little earlier.
The excuses is, from the team really bother me after the games, and I'm with him on that. Because it's not just that one. That one was specifically bad, and I understand why he got hot. But in general, it's always it is like that, the bad bounces. Oh, they wanted it more, or whatever, right? Like,
yep.
That's not good. Like, that's not what you're supposed to say. You don't want the other. You want to want it. And it doesn't look like they want it when they're out there sometimes. And like, ready? It's just ridiculous.
It's easy because Thompson and Tuck were the two players that really screamed there needs to be more accountability with this team. That's why they were excited about Lindy Ruff, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, there hasn't been.
That accountability still does not exist when the general manager has been there for 6 years, has fired a coach. Actually, he's fired two.
Yeah.
And they've still not gotten to the playoffs. As a matter of fact, the coach you fired had the most successful season within the drought.
It's kind
of
crazy. The Don Granato's scapegoat.
Yep. Like, you scapegoated Granato, and your team got worse from there. Maybe there is the problem, and nothing's going to change. That's the real problem. Nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
At the very best, Adams does not have his contract renewed at the end of the year. But I don't see ownership publicly humiliating a general manager whose contract is done at the end of the year. That's just not his style. That's not what he wants to do. It seems like there's a good relationship there between general manager and ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing to have if the team is fine. It's not a bad thing to have anyway, really. Like, you want
synergy between the GM, the ownership, and the coach.
You want interpersonal relationships. I'm not going to shame that.
Yeah.
But this is a business, and it is a results-based business, and
they're not getting results.
The guy who's running the team for 6 years now is not getting results, and therefore the accountability doesn't exist because he's not being held accountable in the most extreme sense of, if you don't get the job done, you got to go. Which is what he did to Don Granato.
Yeah, and at the end of this year, he'll be 40% of the playoff drought.
Yep.
So where's the accountability there?
Exactly.
That's my question.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we end this segment going back to some joy?
Yeah, and then we can get into the Bills. Yes. Like, that's so much more joyful. But.
Yes. So we'll go back to the Bant discussion here for a moment, because Jay in Hamilton's got something. Jay, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
I know this is a sports radio show, but I love how this station can deviate, so it's amazing. So
we want to have fun.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the gift receipts, just be mindful that whenever you put them, you are laying out there exactly how much you spent.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on, you know, what you've, you know, my wife and I, you know, when we were a bit younger, I'm 52 now, we couldn't always buy the most expensive stuff. So we try to find stuff that looked really expensive. So when you do the gift receipts, you're just kind of laying out here's what I think you're worth. So just for that.
Oh, boy.
The other thing real quick is, so being 52, back in the day, we had real Boxing Day sales, right? So Boxing Day was the day you went out and shopped. And my parents, I think from when we were like 12, every year give my brother and I cash. We got a stocking with some stuff, cash the next day. We knew how much it was beforehand, but we had to wait. And that day, when we go out with our friends and stuff, we had the best day going out, buying the sales stuff, getting up early, going to this place, had the best pizza. It was such an amazing day. But having that money, that when we came back and my parents saw what we got, they were so happy, took the pressure off them, took the pressure off us, and it's been the best thing. I don't do it now. My wife wants to buy gifts. I lost that fight, but it's a great memory growing up. Thanks, boys.
Jay, thanks for the call. And to the point, though, like, yeah, the show is literally called Sports Talk Saturday, and we talked maybe about a collective 7 minutes about sports, and it's about the bad hockey team so far. Don't worry, we're going to get back into it. But it's fun to mix these things up. It's topical. We've got a couple of people calling in already, so thanks for everyone that already is. But I do like the point that he said of, like,
it'll alert
somebody.
They'll see
how much you spent.
Yeah. If you cheaped out a little bit, they're going
to
know.
I do think there's a good compromise to that, which is typically you talk to a person and go, hey, I'm going to give you X amount of budget for a gift to get me. Like, mm-hmm. And we're going to set that as the standard for each other. That's something that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
Because then you go, hey, we're putting this kind of cap on it, and if you go over it, you're a jerk. If you go under it, depending on how much under it, you might be seen as a jerk. You're not a jerk for either of the things. It's just Like, if you, for example, it's like if it's a $25 and you spend like $26.08, like, I don't think you're going to get ripped for that. Oh, the budget was $25. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
How dare you? You made me look like a silly pants. No, I don't think that's what's going to happen here. If you spent $24.12, are you finding anything for like 70 some odd cents? No. No. Like, that's just not happening.
No. I agree.
So, yeah. Predetermined budgets. That's a good way to save it so that you can get the gift receipt for someone if they don't like it.
Or a gift exchange. That always I'm in a big family, right? So we always do a, like even just me and my direct siblings, like I don't want to buy, I'm the oldest of eight, right? So I don't want to buy gifts for seven people. Yeah.
You have eight?
Mixed family.
Oh, okay. But cousins. Yes. No?
No.
Okay.
Like step-siblings and half-siblings.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought it was straight, and I'm like, dang.
No.
Joe Cali, elder statesman.
I am the oldest.
I mean, you are.
Yeah,
yes.
But like, I don't want to buy gifts for seven people, no offense.
Right.
So we just draw names out of a hat now. So that's also an appropriate way to save some money if you do a gift
typically
exchange.
Typically also... You do the gift exchange and you set a dollar amount on it. You set a budget.
So yes.
That people aren't spending too much or outside of their means.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing to it.
So, exactly.
All right. We'll get back to being sports talk Saturday coming up next here. By the way, Bob Gaughan joining us at noon to talk about UB and St. Bonaventure, a nice little return to form for Big Four basketball at Alumni Arena this afternoon, right around the corner from us at the Amherst Studios. So that should be exciting. We'll talk to Bob about that as well. We'll talk plenty more about the Bills, the action against the Jaguars, the Darius Slay saga that has now effectively come and gone, and plenty more here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, thanks for hanging out with us. We're hanging out with you until 2 o'clock here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.